There's nothing like fire at the holidays, right?
Yes. Yes.
Understand? Well, you show them the snow globe first here. Let's spin this around because it's the biggest snow globe ever. Scotty, that's tell them cool. How you made the snow globe.
We made this from a super saturated solution of benzoic acid.
Nice. Of course.
Well, say, Kirk, you did that, you know.
Oh, yes.
Well, part of the weekends.
Yes,
yeah,
it's please.
But isn't this fun? If you ever look at that, this is crystallization that's inside, and little snow globes there, and it's one of those things we'll put up on the 9 News website. But how cool to be able to make that big, huge snow globe, and why not put the Santa Claus on the very bottom there?
Right.
Isn't that fun?
So you can make your own.
Yes, absolutely. All right, but, boys, I wasn't lying to you. Nothing says happy holidays like...
fire!
That's right. And so Mark and Scotty thought that... Kirk, it's okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
So it's and Mark. Oh, here, you better put your safety glasses on because this whole segment's going to happen, and there's going to be fire. Mark, so we go to a party. There's a chafing dish. Tell me about what's underneath.
Sterno.
Okay, and how do they make Sterno?
They use ethyl alcohol and.
I know, and calcium.
Calcium acetate.
Nice job, all right?
Oh, of course.
See, Kirk, get those off. What are you doing? You're going to be perfectly safe.
Okay.
So look at what we have here. We have Sterno that's right here. And now watch what happens. Kirk, will you light that on fire for me real fast?
Really?
Yes,
okay.
Please. So light the Sterno on fire. Watch, we're going to dim the lights. We want you to see what Sterno actually looks like. So here, there you go. Light it up. There you go. Oh, beautiful. Now, it's not very exciting, and Sterno is a little dangerous sometimes because
really?
Why?
It's blue and you can't see it really
can't
that
see it very well.
Well.
And it doesn't scream happy holidays, does it?
No. Really.
So we do not want blue. We could actually change the color a little bit. So first of all, let's make Sterno. Should we do that?
All right, you can make Sterno?
We're going to make it right here. So look at this. What's the main, Scotty, main component of Sterno is?
Ethyl alcohol.
Ethyl alcohol, all right. So hold out of the ethyl alcohol, hold it right there so they can get a shot and move your fingers back like this. Let's pour in the calcium acetate. Watch how quickly it happens. So if you're right there on it, watch what happens. 3, 2, 1, and it solidifies.
Oh, look at that.
That is Sterno.
It's like
ready?
A gel.
It is. So now, if you pour off the excess, that is Sterno. Is that amazing? So here's what we can do. We can actually put it out here and kind of scoop it out like this. Here, let me use the spoon. So let's scoop out a little Sterno here. Good. And so we would have that color that we had before on the Sterno. But guys, we have studied fireworks at home. And what do you know about fireworks?
They use chemicals.
Lithium. Chemicals? Why do they use chemicals in fireworks?
To make the color.
So you got to have some different colors.
Yeah.
So, Mark, let's just say because it is the holidays, you wanted to have this one red by Kirk. What color or what would you put
you
in there?
You would use lithium chloride.
Oh, yes, of course.
So a little lithium chloride is perfect. So this is a salt. And so believe it or not, they use these salts to be able to, that's just about right.
It doesn't look red.
No, it's not red at all. So it's perfect right there. So this is going to be our lithium chloride. So that'll be perfect. And Scotty, because you're wearing green, let's do this one. What would you use? Just out of the blue, what would you use?
Boric acid.
Nice. All right. So a little boric, and I just happen to have boric acid, which is perfect. So, Kirk, if you're ever trying to make your own ornaments, in the fireplace, and this is how you would do it. So now, watch this. This is very, very cool. So if we put these close to one another, we're going to dim the lights. Kirk, will you go ahead and light that up for us and take a look at it? Yeah, if you would. So now you get a chance to see what happens when those salts. Yes, a trained professional here. There's one, and there's one there, which is gorgeous. Would you look at that?
Look at that.
There's
awesome.
Our beautiful colors. Isn't that fun?
That's so cool.
So you see the lithium chloride that's here, and believe it or not, the boric acid. And in chemistry, you do this because they do flame tests. It's one way to be able to put something in a flame and see what elements are in there.
That looks
but
so
for
cool.
The holidays, you now have red and green, and what a great way to be able to do it. Isn't that
fun? I love it.